In today's news headlines, U.S. authorities clamped down on the border with Mexico near San Diego on Sunday with tear gas. Central American refugees who have made the long trek up to Mexico in a caravan were marching peacefully in protest of new U.S. asylum rules as they waited when some attempted to run past a Mexican police blockade toward the border. Officers with the Customs and Border Protection Agency lobbed tear gas canisters at them and shut down the border for several hours. According to AP, children screamed and coughed. Fumes were carried by the wind toward people who were hundreds of feet away. One Honduran woman holding her three-year-old daughter said, "We ran, but when you run, the gas asphyxiates you more." Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen issued a statement saying DHS will not tolerate this type of lawlessness and will not hesitate to shut down ports of entry for security and public safety reasons. On Saturday, the Washington Post reported that President Donald Trump made a deal with Mexico's new incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, to keep migrants seeking asylum to the U.S. in Mexico awaiting their status. According to the Post, the agreement would break with long-standing asylum rules and place a formidable barrier in the path of Central American migrants attempting to reach the U.S. and escape poverty and violence. By reaching the accord, the Trump administration has also overcome Mexico's historic reticence to deepen cooperation with the U.S. on an issue widely seen here as America's problem. But hours after publication, NBC News reported that spokespeople for Mr. Obrador vehemently denied that such a deal had been made. In news on climate change, the Trump administration has buried a report that its own federal agencies released over the Thanksgiving break. The National Climate Assessment, which runs more than 1,600 pages long, is authorized by Congress and includes conclusions from more than a dozen government agencies every 4 years. According to the New York Times, the latest report is notable not only for the precision of its calculations and the bluntness of its conclusions, but also because its findings are directly at odds with President Trump's agenda of environmental deregulation, which he asserts will spur economic growth. Environmental advocates plan to use the document in court to point out how the federal government has declared the horrifying impact of the problem and then set about dismantling protections against that problem. In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Vermont's Bernie Sanders, who sits on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said,
"It is amazing to me that we have an administration right now that still considers climate change to be a hoax, who is not sure about whether it is man-made. We have got to rally the American people. And economically, I happen to believe, Margaret, that when you move to energy efficiency and sustainable energy, you're going to create millions of decent paying jobs and lessen the cost of the damage that climate change will do to our country and around the world. And we have got to be bold and aggressive in standing up to the greed of the fossil fuel industry, who are more concerned about short-term profits than the planet we're leaving our kids and our grandchildren."
That's Senator Bernie Sanders addressing climate change on Face the Nation on Sunday. Some Republicans have split from President Trump over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi operatives. The CIA's report concluded that the crown prince of the staunch U.S. ally and weapons buyer had ordered the killing, but Trump openly declared the weapons deals as more important to U.S. interests than journalists' lives. Late last week, he went further, denying the CIA report's assessment and saying,
"The CIA doesn't say they did it. They do point out certain things, and in pointing out those things, you can conclude that maybe he did or maybe he didn't. But there's no, that was another part of the false reporting, because a lot of you said yesterday that they said he did it. Well, they didn't say that. They said he might have done it. That's a big difference."
Now, some GOP senators are taking issue with Trump's logic. Senator Mike Lee said on NBC's Meet the Press, "I disagree with the president's assessment. It's inconsistent with the intelligence I've seen." Senator Joni Ernst told CNN, "We are a very strong nation when it comes to human rights, when it comes to rule of law. And if there are indicators that the prince was involved in this murder, then we need to absolutely consider further action." And Senator Ben Sasse told Fox News, quote, "Making the realist case is a different thing than being so weak that we failed to tell the truth." According to Reuters, other Republican senators, including Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Bob Corker, have been unsparing in their assessments of Saudi Arabia's involvement in Khashoggi's killing. The Washington Post on Sunday published an analysis of data on global terrorism and concluded that, quote, over the past decade, attackers motivated by right-wing political ideologies have committed dozens of shootings, bombings, and other acts of violence, far more than any other category of domestic extremist. Meanwhile, the data show a decades-long drop-off in violence by left-wing groups. The paper spoke with experts who conclude that right-wing violence sprouted alongside white anxiety about Obama's presidency and has accelerated in the Trump era. In international news, Associated Press is reporting that the world's first gene-edited babies have been born in China. A Chinese researcher named He Jiankui altered embryos for 7 couples during fertility treatments, with 1 pregnancy resulting thus far. He said his goal was not to cure or prevent an inherited disease, but to try to bestow a trait that few people naturally have, an ability to resist possible future infection with HIV, the AIDS virus. This is Mr. He speaking with reporters.
I feel a strong responsibility that it's not just to make it first, but also make it as example.
That's He Jiankui, a Chinese researcher claiming to have altered the genes of live embryos. The resulting pregnancy has led to the birth of twin baby girls this month. Such gene alteration is banned in the U.S. as too unsafe, and many scientists denounce this latest development as akin to human experimentation. In Syria, a gas attack on Saturday has left more than 100 people injured in Aleppo. The Syrian government has blamed insurgent rebels for the attack, but rebel groups say they do not possess the chemical weapons required. Russia, which is Syria's strongest ally, used warplanes to bomb Idlib province on Sunday, saying it was in retaliation for the gas attack. European leaders have signed on to a potential Brexit deal on Sunday, presented by UK Prime Minister Theresa May. EU officials said it was the best possible deal that Britain would get in its exit from the European Union, and they warned the British Parliament not to vote it down. May said, "In any negotiation, you do not get everything you want. I think the British people understand that." And Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has said he refuses to testify at a global gathering of a number of nations on Tuesday that want to address the proliferation of fake news through social media. Instead, Mr. Zuckerberg plans to send his surrogate, Richard Allen, Facebook's vice president of policy solutions. According to the Washington Post, it's uncommon for 7 countries to band together and seek to question a chief executive, reflecting the heightened threat of regulation and other punishments now facing Facebook and its peers in Silicon Valley. The British Parliament on Monday also took the unusual step of seizing confidential documents obtained by an app developer from Facebook. British lawmakers plan to use the documents in the international gathering and may make them public. And that does it for our headlines today.